Alphabet's earnings tripled. Strip out one line and the business was roughly flat. Alphabet reported second quarter results after the close, and the headline was a 300% jump in earnings per share. Almost none of that came from the operating business. It came from gains on stakes in other companies. Reading past that number is the whole skill, and the report rewards it with a real signal on cloud and capital spending. The simple version. Alphabet, Google's parent company, reported second quarter results after the market closed. Revenue rose 24% to $119.8 billion, beating the roughly $117 billion Wall Street expected, and reported earnings jumped to $9.11 a share, up about 300% from a year earlier. That 300% is where the reading starts, not where it ends. About $6.26 of the $9.11 came from gains on Alphabet's equity investments, including stakes in SpaceX and Anthropic, not from selling ads or cloud computing. Strip those gains out and operating earnings were about $2.85 a share, roughly the $2.88 analysts expected. The business grew. The numbers. Revenue was $119.8 billion, up 24% year over year, above the roughly $117 billion consensus Alphabet Q2 2026 results, as reported. Reported earnings were $9.11 a share, up about 300% year over year, of which about $6.26 came from gains on equity investments including SpaceX and Anthropic, not operations Alphabet. Excluding those investment gains, operating earnings were about $2.85 a share, close to the $2.88 analysts expected Alphabet. Consensus per fact set, an expectation, not a result. Google Cloud revenue was $24.77 billion, up 82% year over year, accelerating from 63% growth in the first quarter, and above the roughly $22.5 billion expected, at a record 36% operating margin Alphabet. Search advertising revenue was $63.27 billion, up about 17%, in line with estimates. YouTube advertising was $11.05 billion, up 13%, above estimates Alphabet. Second quarter capital spending was $44.9 billion, up 100% year over year Alphabet. Alphabet did not update its full year 2026 capital spending plan, which it set in April at $180 billion to $190 billion, and did not disclose its cloud order backlog, which was $460 billion in the first quarter Alphabet. Alphabet is about 5.8% of the S&P 500, combining its two share classes, State Street SBDRS and P500 ETF holdings. The stock rose slightly in after-hours trading market data, as reported. How to read a 300% earnings jump. Reported earnings under standard accounting include unrealized gains and losses on stakes a company holds in other businesses. Alphabet owns pieces of SpaceX and Anthropic, and when those holdings were marked up in value, the paper gain flowed straight into net income and lifted earnings per share by about $6.26. No ads were sold, and no cloud contracts were signed to produce it. This is not an accounting trick, and it is not hidden. It is simply a different kind of income than the operating business generates, and it can swing hard in either direction from quarter to quarter. The way to read a number like a 300% jump is to ask how much of it is the machine that sells the product and how much is the changing value of what the company owns on the side. Here, most of it was the second kind. The question the report answered, and the two it did not. The operating signal that mattered was clean. Google Cloud grew 82%. And accelerated from 63% the quarter before, at a record operating margin, which is the most direct receipt that the enormous AI spending is turning into revenue customers actually pay for. Search advertising, the business that funds everything else, grew about 17% and held in line with expectations even as AI-driven answer formats change how search looks. Two things the report did not say are as notable as what it did. Alphabet did not update its full-year capital spending plan, leaving the April range of $180 billion to $190 billion in place, while second quarter spending alone hit $44.9 billion, and it did not disclose its cloud backlog, the contracted but not yet delivered work that stood at $460 billion 3 months earlier. The real cost lens on a bet you probably already own. Here is why this matters to someone who will never buy an individual share of anything. If you hold an S&P 500 index fund in a retirement account, Alphabet is one of its largest positions, at about 5.8% of the index. On a $50,000 index fund balance, that is roughly $2,900 riding on this one company, without you ever choosing it. The same is true of the other giant AI spenders, which together make up a substantial share of the index. So the AI build-out is a bet most retirement savers already hold whether they follow it or not. That is not a reason to do anything. It is a reason to understand the bet. Index investing means owning the market's big wagers automatically, and this is currently one of the biggest. A 300% earnings jump that is mostly investment gains is not a 300% better business. The receipt for the AI spending was the 82% cloud number, not the headline. What this means? The durable lesson is to separate what a company earns from what it owns. A reported profit that leans on marked-up investments tells you little about whether the core business is getting stronger, and the only way to see the difference is to strip the one out and look at the other. Do that here, and the real story is not the 300% headline. It is an accelerating cloud business and a capital spending bill the company chose not to reforecast. That mechanism travels. Any company that holds large stakes in other firms will show earnings that swing with markets it does not operate in. And reading past that to the operating business is the same skill whether the holding is a rocket company, an AI lab, or anything else. What this is not. This is not advice to buy, sell, or hold Alphabet, any index fund, or any other security, and it is not a recommendation for or against index investing. It is not a claim that Alphabet's AI spending will or will not pay off, or that its shares are cheap or expensive, which this article takes no position on. The consensus figures cited are analyst expectations, not results. The competitive and product references are reported facts, not judgment. Sources: Alphabet Inc., second quarter 2026 earnings release and investor relations, https://abcseyes/investor/. Alphabet Inc., quarterly report 10Q, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Edgar, https://www.sec.gov/cgibin/browseedgar, action equals get company and CIK equals Google and type equals 10Q. Alphabet S&P 500 weight class A plus class C, State Street SBDR S&P 500 ETF SPY Holdings, https://stockanalysis.com/ETF/SPY/holdings/.